Hi, it's Greg again. I'm just going to refer to myself as Greg now, instead of keep saying my full name every time. Yeah, I'm just taking a quick break from doing my novel, Roadkill. I've actually written quite a lot today. I'm kind of blundering through these last scenes. That tends to be my way. When I first hit a scene, I'll blunder through it, just get the thing written. And then kind of put it away for a couple of days, and then when I come back to look at the scene, I realize how badly written it is. So I'll kind of go through it all again, editing and rewriting, and developing it into more of a scene, really. So I'm still on track for finishing the book this Wednesday. It will be a finished manuscript, but of course there will be some scenes in it that it's a draft, so there will be some scenes in it that really are just kind of thrown together. So that I can put that draft away and for a bit and come back to it and really start pulling apart those scenes again and developing them a lot more. Anyway, the reason I fired up Audioboo is because while I was taking a break, I wandered onto Facebook and I came across an article posted on there, or a teaser for an article, which is going to be in the next edition of Words with Jam. Words with Jam is actually a magazine, or it's a digital magazine. Comes out as a PDF every quarter, and it's by Quinn Publications. If you Google Quinn Publications, you'll easily come across Words with Jam. The website itself is quinnpublications.blogspot.com. But like I say, if you Google Words with Jam or Quinn Publications, that was a bit of a tongue twister, then you'll easily come across their website. And there's a teaser for an article in the upcoming edition of Words with Jam. And the title of the article is Can Ebooks Be Books? And I just kind of read the teaser, and to be honest, it seems like a very interesting article. And of course, I will read it when the magazine comes out. But it also made me think, made me realize really how tired I am of that question. Can kind of ebooks or digital books be books? I speak to a lot of writers and readers, kind of, I have a lot out there, and quite often they say to me, they're really not ready to give up paperbacks. They're really not ready to give up those, big clumps of paper. That we carry around on holiday with us, or put on our bedside table, or and of course, no one's asking people to do that. But at the same time, there is this whole world out there of digital books, and somehow people seem to think that they're just not as valuable as books that are printed on paper. And this is the question that I'm really a bit tired about. Of course, e-books are just as valuable as real books. Quite often, ebooks are just different versions, or different editions of paperbacks. And of course, if you sit down and write a book, it's bloody hard. And whether you publish it as an ebook or a paperback, it's the same book. The only difference between an ebook and a paperback is paper and glue, and a fancy cover that's printed all glossy. An ebook is just a book that's done digitally. And to be honest, I love ebooks. I have a Kindle, I read books on my iPod, I have an Android phone, I read books on there as well. I enjoy audiobooks as well. So I really enjoy digital content, and I really would urge anyone out there who's kind of clinging to paperbacks just to spend some time trying ebooks. A lot of them are free to download. You can read them on your computer, on your phone, wherever. You can, if you've got 5 minutes on the bus, and you've only got your phone on you, you can enjoy an ebook. So I really would urge anyone out there who's kind of stuck on paperbacks, just to try ebooks, man. It's just a change of habits. It's not a change of content. So really, just dive in, give it a try. Okay, just wanted to throw those thoughts out to you. I'm off now, back to some writing. Have a great day.